This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News, and joining us now is Mary Snow, polling analyst with the Quinnipiac University Poll, which is out with its latest look at New York State races for governor and U.S. Senate.
This poll finds that Governor Cuomo has a double-digit lead against Republican opponent Mark Molinaro. Right now, in our poll, Governor Cuomo has a 23-point lead, and we're seeing him leading among Democrats and also independents. Geographically, Governor Cuomo has a very big lead in New York City, 77% to 13%. Upstate voters, though, go for Republican Mark Molinaro, 52% to 41%.
What about favorability for those two candidates?
In terms of the favorability rating, what we're seeing is that Governor Cuomo has a 51% favorability rating, 40% unfavorability rating. When you get to Mark Molinaro, he has a 28% favorability rating. But the number that really sticks out here when it comes to Republican gubernatorial hopeful Mark Molinaro is the number of people who haven't heard enough about him. 48% say they don't know enough about him to form an opinion. And with 18 days to go to the election, that's a big obstacle for him.
Now, does that, in your mind, come down to the big fundraising edge?
Clearly, the fundraising edge that the governor has in this race is a big hurdle for Mark Molinaro. On top of that, Mark Molinaro is competing against a two-term incumbent Democrat in a blue state. So those factors are very much a factor in this race and the numbers that we are seeing. But the financial component of this race is obviously, you know, a big disadvantage for Mark Molinaro because he is, there's so many people in New York State indicating they don't know enough about him to form an opinion. That's difficult to do when you're at that financial disadvantage with so little time left in this race.
Did you look at the effect that President Trump may be having in the New York gubernatorial race?
We didn't specifically ask about the President Trump factor in this race, but we did ask about his job approval. And in New York State, he has a 37% job approval rating, meaning that 60% disagree or disapprove of the job that he's doing. So President Trump maintains a low job approval rating in New York State. And we know in this campaign that Governor Cuomo has made President Trump a factor in this race. He often targets him in his campaign. So that is something that Mark Molinaro also faces in a state where there are many more Democrats than Republicans.
If you were trying to find a silver lining for Mark Molinaro in the poll, are there many voters who are still making up their minds or are undecided?
You know, in any race, there is potential for movement, right? And it ain't over till it's over, right? So if you take a look at the number of people who might change their minds, we asked voters who responded, even if you've made up your, if you've chosen a candidate, is there a chance you might change your mind before the election? 13% say, yes, we might change our mind. And if you look in the numbers of people who indicated they would vote for Governor Cuomo, 17% say they might change their mind before Election Day. So in our matchup, 5% say they're undecided. So adding that 5% and 13% of people who may change their mind, that could potentially be a silver lining for Mark Molinaro.
Let's go now to the U.S. Senate race, where Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand is trying to win re-election next month, and she faces what appears to be a long-shot challenge from Republican Shell Farley. How does that look in this poll?
Senator Gillibrand has a dominant lead in this race. Senator Gillibrand leads 58% to 33% against her Republican challenger. Again, asking might you change your mind between now and Election Day? 15% say they may change their mind before Election Day. So as it stands today, Senator Gillibrand has a 25-point lead over her Republican challenger, Shell Farley.
And finally, what were some of the key issues that voters identified as they get ready to vote in November that they're paying attention to?
Voters tell us that health care is the number one issue in this race for them, followed by taxes and the economy. Immigration and education come in after that. But if you take a look at the number one issue, health care, 17% say that is their top issue. That is even stronger among Democrats.
That's Mary Snow, a polling analyst for the Quinnipiac University poll. Mary, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.